Now, Was Printed is an artist-initiated printmaking collective that's bringing together some kind of unusual printmaking practices from a range of Sydney-based emerging artists. The collective is supported by Waverley Woollahra Art School, and it started in April this year, providing a space for artists to work together as a collective on a weekly basis, sharing ideas, seeking advice, even shaping and energising each other's artworks. They've got an exhibition on at the Corner Gallery in Stanmore until the 13th of September, and I'm being joined by Cal Agnew. Cal, good morning.
Morning.
Now, when we talk printmaking, forgive my ignorance, but what sort of techniques are we talking about?
Well, there are a few different types of printmaking. Basically, it's just a form of making art. And so you have relief printmaking. So, for example, that would be lino printing, where you carve away from the block and what's left over prints. You also have intaglio printmaking. So one form of that is zinc plate etching, where you etch into the plate with acid and the ink grabs in the parts that are etched.
That's actually quite remarkable. I've heard of intaglio. I didn't know people were still practicing it. That's very lovely.
Yeah.
How did the collective get together? How did Was Printed get together?
Well, a few of us kind of went to uni together and studying fine arts. And yeah, a lot of us have graduated now. And when you graduate, obviously, you don't have access to the same kind of facilities, and being printmakers, we need to use some pretty heavy-duty equipment, which can be quite expensive as well. So, yeah, we kind of wanted to create a space where we could make art. So,
I'm seeing these artist collectives are really quite popular, and a lot of it is just about getting that resourcing together as much as anything, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's cool because it started out as kind of needing those resources, but it's become, us informing each other's practice a lot more than that. It's become a community, which is really cool.
It's got to be it's got to feel different making art within a collective than just sort of toiling away on your own as well.
Definitely. Yeah. I think it's really like uplifting, I would say. Yeah. And we have a lot of fun doing it as well, which is really cool.
No, you're not allowed to have fun. No. Surely not. Talk to me about the exhibition.
Well, the exhibition is on at Corner Gallery in Stanmore. It's going until the 13th, I believe.
Yeah, 13th. Well, that's what's in my script.
Yeah. we're there every day from 11 till 6. And it's basically, it's our first exhibition. So we're just kind of showcasing a lot of stuff that we've made in the collective. One of the features in the exhibition is are some collographs that we made as part of a workshop up in Bilpin, which was run by some of our other printmaker friends who have an initiative.
Sorry, some what? Some collographs?
Yeah, collographs. So basically, it's a form of intaglio printmaking where you have a board, usually like mat board. You can collage onto it, carve into it, and then you shellac it in preparation for printing and ink it up.
This is a really complex art you've chosen to do.
Yeah. I think that's, I think we're all about the process. We do love that, so.
But the results, I mean, it's beautiful stuff when you see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the process, I guess does the fact that the process is so complex inform what you're actually capable of producing? I mean, do you ever look at something you want to do and think, oh, hang on, there's so many steps to making that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes things don't turn out as you expect them to, obviously, which can be good.
I was about to say, sometimes those kind of missteps, you look at it and think, hang on, that's really quite interesting.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, people have got until 13th of September to go and see it. It's at the Corner Gallery in Stanmore. We'll have a link up to the Corner Gallery website on our own 2SER.com. Cal Agnew, thank you very much for chatting this morning.